Welcome to the Voice of Hope with Pastor Andy Clark. I trust you've had a good week walking with the Lord. Now, I always say, I trust you have a good week walking with the Lord because God is calling us into a relationship where we walk with Him. You know, being a Christian is not just worshiping God on Sunday or going to church or obeying certain kind of rules. Christianity is a relationship with God because of Jesus Christ. See, sin separated us from God. Adam and Eve sinned, and because of their sin, we all were born into sin, and sin separated us from God. But Jesus Christ came to earth, and He died for our sins. He rose again and conquered the devil to give us the victory and power over sin. But the Bible says we must confess our sins, and He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin and to cleanse from all unrighteousness. So Jesus has purchased our salvation. Jesus has purchased our deliverance from sin and the power of sin in our lives. But we need to get free from that sin. We do that by confessing our sin to God, asking Him to forgive us, and repenting of our sin. In Peter, when he preaches to the multitudes, he says, "Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins." Repent means to turn away from your sin. So it's not just confessing your sin, it's repenting and turning away from your sin so you can walk in God's blessing and righteousness. See, so God is inviting you and me to have a relationship with Him and to walk with Him. And to walk with Him, we need to deal with the sin in our lives so we come into all His promises and blessings. And so today I want to talk about the promises of God, because the Bible is filled with the promises of God. And we have access to those promises. It's like you have an account at the bank that has lots of money in it. All the money you need is in the bank. But you need to be able to access the money. You need to know how to get it out of the bank. So God's word is filled with promises. It's filled with promises of salvation, of deliverance, of healing, blessing and provision, peace and joy, becoming an overcomer. All those promises are in the Bible for us, but we need to receive those promises. How do you receive those promises? And we want to look at how you can receive the promises of God for yourself. We live in very challenging times. And so here on the Voice of Hope, I want to encourage you that God's got great things for you. God's got great promises for you. And those promises are for every believer in Jesus Christ. If you've given your life to Jesus Christ, you're born again, you're a child of God, the promises of God are for you, because they're for His children, and God wants to release those promises into your life today. So Lord God, we just come before You today, and I bring before You every person listening to the Voice of Hope today, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that they will receive encouragement today, and Lord, that You will reveal to them how they can come into the great promises that You have for them. In Jesus' name, amen. So we want to begin today by looking at 2 Corinthians 1, verse 20 through 22. 2 Corinthians 1, 20 through 22. And you know, as I look at verses, I encourage you to just write those verses down. If you don't have a chance to look them up right while I'm talking, you can look them up later and read them yourself, because it's important to read the Bible for yourself. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20, it says, "For all the promises of God in Him are yes and in Him, amen, to the glory of God through us." So it's for all the promises of God in who? In Christ are yes. In Christ, God's promises are yes. In other words, God says yes to His promises. God says, "I'm going to do that for you in Christ." All the promises of God in Christ are yes, and in Him, amen. So God says, yes, in Jesus, those promises are for you. And we say, amen, I receive those in Jesus. So our life needs to be in Christ. You know, we're born again, we become a child of God, And to have a life in Christ means your life revolves around Jesus. Jesus is the center of your life. Everything about you has to do with Jesus Christ. From the more time you get up in the morning, you get up worshiping Jesus, praising Jesus. To the day you talk with Jesus. You spend time in the Word, learning about Jesus in the Gospels and the Epistles. And you grow in your relationship with Jesus Christ. See, all the promises of God in Christ are yes, and in Christ are amen. You know, if you're in your house, you can't see you because you're in your house. But your house is a place of protection. Your house is a place of provision. You have food in your house. You have your clothing in your house. You have the things you need in your house. It protects you from the rain and the storm. It protects you from wild animals. It's a safe place. And it's, when we're in Jesus, it's like being in our house. We're in Jesus. Jesus is our protection. Jesus is our provision. Jesus is everything we need is in Jesus Christ. And so we come into these promises of God in Jesus Christ. See, the problem is if you walk in the world and walk with the world, you're not in Christ. And when God was getting ready to deliver the children of Israel out of Egypt, he was getting ready to send a death angel to kill the firstborn of every family in Egypt. And he told the children of Israel to put blood over the door of their house, the blood of a lamb over the door of their house. Then they were to go in the house and they were to eat the lamb together in the house as a family. And when the death angel came by and saw the blood over their house, the death angel would not kill anybody in the house because they were under the protection of the blood. But if they left the house and went outside the house, they were no longer under protection and the death angel could hit them and kill them. And so it is within Christ. See, Jesus came to give his life for us so that we can come into the fullness of the promises of God. But they're not in the world. See, if you run after the world and run after the things of the world, then you're stepping outside the house. The house is Jesus Christ. Our life is in Christ. We receive protection because of the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed that washes our way, our sin, and makes us clean. So he says the promises of God that we see in the Bible, promises of healing and deliverance, financial provision, everything that we need is in Jesus Christ. So we have to get in Christ. We have to stay in Christ. Many people, they accept Christ as their Savior and they're saved from sin, but they don't stay in Christ. They still do the things of the world. See, the world is going away. The lust of the world is going away, but those who abide in Jesus Christ will last forever. So we need to understand that God's got great promises, but they're in Christ. For the promises of God in Christ are yes. See, when God sees you in Christ, he says, yes, I'm going to give you this. And yes, I'm going to answer your prayer. Yes, I'm going to do this for you. And then in Christ, we say amen. Amen means we agree with God. Amen is a statement of faith. I believe what you said and you promised it, and I'm in Jesus, and because of that, receive the promise that you have for me. So it says, for all the promises of God in Christ are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God through us. So the promise is given not just for our benefit, but it's given for the glory of God through us. So God wants to do a work through us. For example, if you need healing, Jesus said, the Bible says, by your stripes you are healed. Jesus took stripes and beating on his body that you may be healed of your sickness. But that happens in Christ for God's glory. So God heals you and he wants to receive glory through you. What does he want to receive glory? Through the miracle he does in you. The miracle of healing, the miracle of provision, the miracle of salvation, the miracle of deliverance. He wants to do that in you for God's glory, for God's purposes, that God may be glorified in the earth. See, Jesus went everywhere and he did the will of the Father. He said, I only do what the Father tells me to do, and I only speak what the Father tells me to speak. And Jesus healed people who cast out demons. He healed all those who were sick. Healed lepers, people who were blind, people who were deaf, people who were lame. He healed them all because he wanted to bring glory to the Father. He didn't heal them for glory for himself. He healed them for glory to the Father. So this is all the promises of God are yes in him. Amen. To the glory of God through us. See, God wants to reveal his glory through you. The glory is God's character and nature. The glory is God's love, joy, and peace. The glory of God is God's patience and kindness and goodness. That's the glory of God. The glory of God is his power revealed in us. See, everywhere Jesus went, he brought glory to the Father because he walked according to the will of God and according to the purposes of God. See, God wants to reveal his glory in the earth. God wants to reveal his power in the earth. God wants to reveal his salvation in the earth. And he does it by fulfilling his promises through us for his glory. For all the promises of God in him are yes and in Christ, amen, to the glory of God through us. It says, now verse 21, now he who established us with you in Christ has anointed us in God. It says, now he who has established us with you in Christ. So these promises are not just for us personally, they're for us when we're together. It says, now he's established us with you. So we are together in Christ. So the power of God and promises of God are just not individual for us. They're when we come together and we walk in unity together that the promises of God are released in our life. You know, in Matthew chapter 18, verse 19 and 20. Matthew 18, 19 and 20. It says there, Jesus said, again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two of you are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. So the promises of God are released when we agree together. That's not just agreeing together in prayer. That's just not coming together and praying together. It's being in unity together. See, you can pray together, but if you're not in unity together, the power and promises of God are not released in you because it happens together. See, Jesus said, when you go and pray, forgive, that your Father in heaven may forgive you. And if you don't forgive, your Father's not going to hear your prayer and answer your prayer. Why? Because unforgiveness hinders God releasing his promises in our life. See, God wants to release his promises. God wants to release his blessing, his healing, and deliverance. God wants to be glorified in his people, just like Jesus glorified the Father when he was on earth. But we have to come into unity and agreement. You know, in Acts chapter 2, it says they were of one mind and one accord. They shared everything together. They prayed together. They studied God's word together. And because of their unity, God blessed them, and God added to the church daily. God showed forth his power. Miracles happened because they walked in unity. See, prayer is answering. We forgive one another, and we walk together in unity. As long as we're walking in sin and strife, and we have anger toward one another, jealousy toward one another, it hinders the God answering our prayer and us coming into his promises. For all the promises of God in Christ are yes, and in Christ are amen, to the glory of God through us. Now he who established us with you is Christ. God has established us with you in Christ. See, our unity is in Christ Jesus. Our unity is because Christ is the center of our life. I talked about being in Christ is like being in our house. You know, when we're all in the same house, now I'm not talking about being in a church. I'm talking about being in unity. We're all in unity in the same house. We see the power of God because we're together. And I remember one time in Kenya, I went to a big wedding. My wife and I went to a big wedding. And the wedding was outside and it began to rain. So we all squeezed into the house, and there were many of us. And we were so squeezed in the house that you couldn't even move. We were just squeezed tightly together. And while we were together, and we stood there for a long time waiting for the rain to stop. What brought us together? We were united together to see this couple married. And the rain tried to stop the wedding, but we stayed tight together. We were so tight together that you couldn't even move at all. If I would have lifted my feet off of the floor, I wouldn't have fallen down because I was so tight. And we just stood together. We stood together for the marriage of this couple. You see, and we stand together for Jesus Christ. We stand in the house of God together. We stand in Jesus Christ together. See, in the Passover, when they came out of Egypt, they ate the lamb together in the house, and the death angel passed over them. So he said, it will be done for us because we are united together. Two or three agree. He says, now, for all the promises of God in Christ are yes, and in Christ are amen, to the glory of God to us. Now, he who has established us with you in Christ, so we're together in Christ, and has anointed us is God. So God has anointed us by the Holy Spirit. I was talked about the anointing of David in earlier broadcasts, how God chose David to be the next king of Israel, and Samuel anointed him with oil. And it says, and the Spirit of the Lord was with David from that day forward, because the anointing of God was David. Now, David went back to taking care of sheep and serving his family. But then we remember, know the story, one day a lion came and a bear came to take his sheep. And the anointing of the Holy Spirit arose in David, and he killed the lion and the bear. Later we see that he's taking food to his brothers who are in the military. His brothers are trained warriors. They know how to fight. They have the weapons of war. They're men of war. But in this battle, there's a giant that comes out and says, if anyone will fight me, will anybody fight me? And all these trained soldiers, including David's brothers, would all run away because the giant was so big. But when David saw the giant, the anointing, even though David had not been trained for war, he was not a soldier, the anointing of the Holy Spirit arose in David, and David killed the giant and won the victory for the enemy, even though he was a young boy of maybe 16 years old and was not trained for war. He had the anointing of the Holy Spirit upon him. So it says, now he who has established us with you in Christ and has anointed us is God. So we're in unity, and the anointing arises in us. See, in Acts chapter 2, 3, and 4, they were walking in unity, and the anointing of God was upon them. See, when Peter and John were on the way to the temple, they saw the lame man sitting there. And Peter said, we don't have any money to give you, but in the name of Jesus Christ, stand up and walk. Why? And that man stood up and leaped and walked and praised God. Why did the miracle happen? Because the church was in unity. They were walking under the anointing of the Holy Spirit together, and together they walked in the power of God. It said that when Peter walked, even when his shadow fell upon sick people, they were healed. Why? Because the church was walking together in unity. They were walking together in unity in Christ. They weren't walking in the world. No, they had separated themselves from the world and were walking in unity together. See, God, you know, we look at all these problems we have in the world. See, God has given us great and precious promise. God has given us anointing of the Holy Spirit to overcome every power of the enemy. But we need to do that in unity together with the anointing of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 1, 20-22. You need to know this scripture by heart. And not only know it by heart, we need to live it in our lives. For all the promises of God in Christ are yes, and in Christ are amen, to the glory of God through us. Now he who has established us with you in Christ has anointed us is God, who has also sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee of our inheritance. So he's anointed us and he's sealed us with the Holy Spirit. A seal is a sign of possession. In the old days, when they sent a letter, they would put a wax seal on the letter and they would stamp it, and that meant that letter was the property of this individual. Today we use seals and stamps. If you go to a government office, they stamp your document, they stamp your letter. When I take my passport and come in with my passport into Kenya, they stamp my passport. That means I have the approval of the government to do what I am doing. And so we are sealed by the Holy Spirit. The seal is the stamp on our life that we are approved of God, that we are God's possession, that we belong to God. When the enemy comes against us, he sees the seal of God upon us, and he can't touch us because of the seal of God upon us. And that seal is the Holy Spirit that has sealed us, and it's the guarantee of our inheritance in Jesus Christ. See, we have a wonderful inheritance. We have wonderful promises, and we know they're ours because we have the seal of the Holy Spirit on our life. How do you know you have the seal of the Holy Spirit? Because you sense the Holy Spirit in you. The Holy Spirit is leading you. In Romans 8:1, it says, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the children of God." The evidence that we are children of God is that we have the Spirit of God with us. We walk in love, joy, and peace. We walk in unity. We encourage one another. We forgive one another. We walk together. That is the sign of the Holy Spirit, the seal of the Holy Spirit that is upon you and me. See, God wants to show forth his glory and his power in you. God wants to do miracles for you. God wants to set you free by his power to show forth his glory in you. And God wants to show forth his glory in your churches, in your country. But there needs to be a change in our lives. We need to become together, for the promise of God in Christ are yes, and in Christ are amen. To the glory of who? To the glory of God through us. God wants to show forth his glory and power through us. And now he has established us with you in Christ. We are united together in Christ. And anointed us by the Holy Spirit is God, who has sealed us and given us the Spirit in our hearts as a guarantee of our inheritance, as a guarantee of the promises. I know I'm a child of God because I am sealed by the Holy Spirit. I live by the Spirit. I walk by the Spirit. I hear the Spirit. The Spirit of God is the helper, my best friend that walks with me, that encourages me, that blesses me in my life. God is doing a new thing in the earth, and God wants to bring us into the promises of God that he has for us. When we look at Joshua chapter 1, we see that the children of Israel, they've been in the wilderness for 40 years, and God wants to deliver them out of the wilderness and bring them into the promised land. And in Joshua chapter 1, verse 5, we see God's promises to Joshua. See, God wants to bring him out of the wilderness into his promise, the promised land. The promised land is a place of blessing and provision. Everything they need is in the promised land. And God says to Joshua, no man shall be able to, this is Joshua 1:9, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I'll be with you. I will not leave you nor forsake you. And this is what he says in verse 6, Joshua 1:6. Be strong and of good courage, for to this people you shall divide as an inheritance the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. See, God had made a promise to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob that he was going to give this land to them. God delivered the children of Israel out of Egypt because he was going to give this land to them. God wanted to bring them out of the wilderness to bring them into his promise. He wanted to, because he had promised it to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He said, for the people, you shall divide the inheritance. And remember, the Holy Spirit is a guarantee of our inheritance. Shall divide the inheritance which I swore to their fathers to give them. Verse 7, only be strong and courageous, that you may observe to do according to all law of Moses, my servant commanded you. Do not turn from the right hand to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, and shall observe to do according to all that is written in it, for then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage? Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. So God is telling the children of Israel, be strong and courageous, because I have promised this land to your forefathers. I promised to give it to you. But what you need to do, you need to live according to my word. It says, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe to do all that is in it. He's talking about the word of God. God, he says, God has promised, be strong, courageous, do what the word of God says. Do what God has promised you, and you will come into the promise. See, the word of God is God's key to his promises. It is the key to receiving all that. So I want to encourage you today, be strong and courageous, because the Lord God is with you. God is calling you. His promises are yes and amen. They're for you in Kenya. They're for you in Uganda. They're for you in Burundi. They're for you in Rwanda. They're for you and everyone listening to the Voice of Hope today. Whatever nation you live in, the promises of God are yes and amen for you, because God wants to be glorified through you for his purposes. Lord God, I just thank you today for your promises. I thank you that by your stripes we are healed, Lord God. And Lord, I pray for every person that is dealing with sickness today. I pray, Lord God, that you release your healing power into their life, Lord God. Those, Lord God, who need deliverance and salvation, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, you deliver them from the power of the enemy. Deliver them from the works of the devil. You said, greater is he that's in us than he that is in the world. Lord God, we thank you that we have power and authority over every power of the enemy. But it's not by our might, but by power, but it's by your spirit that we overcome the powers of the enemy. Lord God, I pray you empower your church, empower your people to walk together in unity, establish them together, anoint them by your spirit, Lord God, to walk into all the promises you have for them. Lord Jesus, you said, give and it'll be given unto you. Press down, measure together, and pressing, running over will men press into your bosom. Lord, I pray for those who need financial provision. Help them by faith to give, Lord God, because you said if we give, you would give to us. And press down, running over, would you pour into our bosom. Lord, you want to bring a blessing into people's lives, Lord God. You want to prosper our people. Lord, prosperity is not built upon the world. Prosperity is built upon you, Jesus Christ. Prosperity is built upon the kingdom of God, the kingdom that has no end, the kingdom that has no lack, the kingdom that has everything that we need, Lord God. We celebrate you today. Lord, I pray if there's somebody here that's not accepted you as their personal Savior, Lord God, that they will commit their lives to you today, Lord God. They will accept you as their Savior. Turn their lives over to you so you can bring healing and deliverance and prosperity in their life. Lord, we thank you. The promises of God are yes and you amen to the glory of God through us. Lord, we bless you and glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen. I encourage you to listen to Voice of Hope every Sunday. If you miss my program, you can always go to my website, thevoiceofhopetoday.org, voiceofhopetoday.org. You can listen to all my radio programs and other programs that I put on that website. May God bless you and keep you by his power and give you courage today to walk in his ways and to walk in his power. In Jesus' name, amen.